For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, as soon as this call starts, the show starts, because you love your cold opens.
It's recording now. I don't put them anywhere else, really, except for when I work with you, to be honest. DP is the one that did the cold opens for DWI, but we really don't do a lot of those anymore because I've been posting it a lot. Which, whatever. Oh, yeah. So, by the way, while we're, you know, cold opening here, let me inform everybody that's listening. let me inform everybody that's listening that have no fear. We are aware that the chairshot.com is down. We're working to fix that. You can continue to follow all the Chairshot personalities on X. Check the Chairshot out at Chairshot Media. But the best thing you can do right now is just go to your favorite streaming platforms. Chairshot Radio Network will continue to be there, whether it's Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, wherever. So, you know, if you don't have an account there, it's free. Go to Spotify. That's what I do. It's free. You even get our shows on the network without commercial interruptions from Spotify, even if you don't have a paid tier. So if you're going on the website to listen to the Chairshot Radio Network, for right now, I need you to go ahead and just find it. Just a slight, download that Spotify app on your phone, and then you'll have us on the go whenever you want. Those things will still pop up at the same time, actually earlier. If you're on the website, everything was up at 8 a.m. Eastern. Little did you know, on streaming networks, streaming apps, you can find that at 5 a.m. So a little bonus there for you. So that will continue as normal. And I would say stay tuned to Greg DeMarco, myself, or Andrew Belez for updates when the website will be back up and running. Here's the thing, folks. I'm going to give Tivoldeck the curtain. We're not sure what to do yet and how bad this is going to be. But in one way, shape, or form, we will be back, whether it is very, very soon, or we may decide to kind of do a little renovating since we're down. But we'll see what happens. So, you know, definitely if you just want to follow one person, follow me at PC Tunney. I will continue to be on all these different shows on Chairshot Radio Network and on social media. I will keep you updated. Greg DeMarco as well and Andrew Belaz. So just a little necessary housekeeping, considering, like, I'm, you know, besides social media, this is the only way we're going to get the word out that have no fear. We're not done. We're not going away. We're still here. We're just trying to sort this out just a little.
Yeah, WordPress just took a shit.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what happened.
at the beginning of the year, Fightful presents thechairshot.com.
Monday night it was working, and then Tuesday morning it wasn't because I'm
aware.
I put a show up for the network that posted on Red Circle and the website. So it is currently.
Oh, so you broke it.
That sounds probably, like you broke it.
Probably Mitchell's on there.
If it was working before you touched it.
Mitchell's on there more than anybody else, so kiss my ass.
If it was working before you touched it.
Mitchell's the website guy. Don't fucking blame me. I did the same thing. Did I copy too many posts? All I've been doing lately is copying. Like, I'll go to a previous one from that show, and I'll hit copy. I'll just fix the fucking...
Mitchell does like 15 shows a week. I'm like, bro, take a break.
I used to try to follow along with his
He's been gapping a lot of them lately, and
His Fantasy Federation. He does a good job with that, but he...
Oh, Hyrule or whatever.
But honestly, if you've been lucky enough to stumble on his reviews, he is one of the best in the business, to be honest with you. I know other bigger websites that you can go to desperately wanted him to go with them.
He's really good, and you'd be surprised that he missed all those kicks in the early 90s.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm so glad he got a new life and a new career. Shout out to my boy. Shout out to you, Views Raw. I see you keep doing your thing, bro.
Andrew, do you have anything to say before we start the show?
Fuck WordPress? Let's go fuck WordPress.
Well, unless they fix it.
Just fuck them in general. Oh. Fuck those kids. Like, it's fuck them.
We see what type of shit Andrew's on tonight.
The preceding and following are not necessarily opinions of the Chairshot.com or Chairshot Radio Network.
And to be fair, Andrew is one of the site managers, so I'm sure he probably hates it the most. Anybody.
Yeah. I just need that bad luck fillet fucking clip. Just like, fuck him. Fuck.
All right, I'm going to start the show now. I was going to say something, but it didn't need to be said.
You sure?
Boom! Ready, down! Hut, 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 hut!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chairshot NFL. You can follow us at Chairshot NFL. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. I am joined, as always, by the IWC War Chief. You can follow him at IWC War Chief. That's Andrew Melaz. And, of course, Ray Cash. Follow him at It's Ray Cash. R-E-Y as in Mysterio. C-A-S-H as in dollars. Gentlemen. We're getting into it here. This is the last week with a bye. The Commanders and the Cardinals are on a bye this week. So we got 15 NFL games, two on Monday night at the same time, which kind of is interesting to me. But we're getting down to it. Like, things are starting to get separated out. We know who the bad teams are. We know who the top 5-6 teams are, whatever order you want to put them in. And then after that, you know, there's a few teams that sit in the top 10 that are well positioned, but there's a number of teams, including the AFC and NFC, 7-5, 6-6, 5-6, 5-7, with 5 games left to play, almost a third of the season. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Andrew, we know you're feeling better. I know we all know that recovery and rehab, while you are ahead of schedule, is a long road. We're glad you're back and feeling better.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Ray, how you doing, bud? Having a day off? I'm disappointed in you. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, of course.
You didn't have to sleep till noon. You could have got up at 10 a.m. and had breakfast watching The Price is Right.
Well, so if I'm honest with you, and as much as I love The Price is Right, I am a first take person. I love my ESPN mornings with Greeny, with Stephen A., and with Pat McAfee. So, but shout out to my boy Drew Carey. However, I didn't sleep till 10. I slept in until 12. I slept in till 12.
Oh, okay.
I was doing business with my phone, but I just didn't get out of bed.
Oh, well, but that's a perfect show to have on the background.
Yeah, well, again, I like First Take, and I'm sorry. I have a question for you. I have a qualm with you.
You could buy another TV. Ooh.
What type of fucking money do you think I make?
TVs are cheap.
You think I make DP money?
Right. Your last name is Cash. Come on, let me see all that money.
I'll try and get DP to send you a TV for Christmas.
Oxy, moron.
I'll get Dave and DP to buy you a TV for Christmas.
Yes. Can you get them to adopt me, please?
I tried that already myself. Get in line.
No, I have a qualm for you, sir.
Actually, Dave would say, just come out here and live with me.
While you're playing, and I'm cool enough with his wife that it may work. It may work. Why did you welcome people to the show? Where did you welcome them from? The cold open? Like, what are we doing? Like, at this point, almost like I come to your house three times a week, every week, you don't invite me in. I live here now.
Do you even host any shows anymore?
What's the show?
Wow.
Let me tell you something. Hey, America, come here. Let me talk to you. Bernie Mac style. Being retired is amazing. That, like, if he didn't make me come to this show, boy, you know what I'd be. In fact, let's pull the curtain all the way back. I just put a shirt on 5 minutes ago. I have been feet kicked up. I was watching WrestleMania 39 with a drink in my hand. I don't smoke, but think of an imaginary blunt in my mouth. I was very, very happy. And then I got called to work.
I didn't call you. I just put you on the call. You know what, Andrew? Next time he doesn't respond to 7 p.m. Eastern ? On Wednesday morning, I won't even put him on the call.
You lying. You know you're going to call me, and you know I'm going to be here. Because I'm an idiot. And I'm Bill from Beauty the Beast. I have Stockholm Syndrome. You have convinced me that I want to be here.
All right, folks, here's what I'm...
He has to invite everybody at the beginning because he has to be his guest.
Here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to unlock the shackles. I'm going to unlock the shackles, open the front door, and go take a shit. We'll be right back after this. If you need to go, Ray, you can go right now. Oh, you know what happened? I do this every time.
You lost the drop?
Yeah, no, you know what happened? I didn't fade out this open for this show, which I need to do. So mm-hmm. I always have to run the volume down. I have to self fade, and then I have my volume down, and I forgot. But here's the commercial.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And I'm too lazy to edit anymore. So prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Don't forget about that. Plenty of great t-shirts there. Makes a great holiday gift. Let me tell you, you don't even have to wrap it. You walk in the room, you throw the t-shirt at somebody and say Merry Christmas. They're happy as hell. You just made their day. And you got two. Why? Because you gave that one to somebody, made them happy, and you kept one for yourself. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. All right, folks, welcome back. Chair Shot, NFL, Ray Cash, Andrew Belaz. PC Tunney, let's get into these Belaz power rankings. I think that's completely and absolutely necessary for the first 13 weeks of the season.
I'm glad Ray loves the drop that much, you know?
It's really fire. You can't even tell me it's not. It's fire.
Oh, I had Rob.
Oh, that's why I picked it. It's a great song.
I had Rob stretching before we played the song last week.
He really
wasn't the thing. And then I'm doing this whole thing, you know, fucking around like, hey, I want everybody to close your eyes and roll your neck and move your shoulders because we're going to get ready to go. And Ray just goes, Rob, why the fuck are you doing this right now?
And just like I know my boy, as soon as it came on, he started headbanging. He was like, I ain't doing this.
Rob's like, I'm not about to hurt myself. I'm old. Rob went 3-0 last week. That's all I can say with his locks. So
mind you, remember this. Rob is a mathematician by trade. So when it comes to numbers, much as I like to give the
here
board.
Here else is what I want to say, though. Crap. I do believe he was going ahead and trying to catch up on Sunday night and Monday. Because he didn't bet what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't bet anymore, so good on those who do. but I do
you
have
like
picks
to talk
for you.
About betting a lot for the one who doesn't, though.
I yeah,
it's like talking about smoking weed, but you haven't done it since the 90s. Like, why? Why are you front?
Oh, so you fugazi.
So that's, why well, that's why I talk about one thing and I don't talk about the other.
I got it. See, okay. Tell the truth. Let's see. Everything you think is a lie. I feel like they felt when Young Thug was in front of the judge, they're like, Thug stands for truly humble under God. So you are here lying to us, lying to the people. Thank you, Tiny, for not being real.
What are you talking about?
He's gonna be Tiny 6'9". That's what it is from now
what
on.
What if I ever? This is not happening right now. NFL power. I don't know what the fuck.
You get together.
I don't even know what
over.
The fuck you're talking about right now. NFL power rankings. Ray is all over the board today. Give the guy really one. Give the guy one day off.
Extra energy. It's his day off.
Yeah, no shit, right? I'm used to beating down Ray from work.
Yeah, I'm happy and rested for once.
I love it. I love it.
Chicken for
I love
the kids,
it.
Go shopping, or just hates work.
I love
tired.
It. No, I love it.
No, he slept until noon.
This listen, next time this motherfucker gets 2 days off in a row, he's coming in shirtless. I'm telling you.
Technically, I'm working from home tomorrow.
Oh, man. I don't work with you tomorrow. You cannot come on DWI either. I'm kidding.
I'll be in this thing.
You
like
can
Bert
if you want. You can if you want. No, if I would have continued
Big
to play
Philly
the
out.
Listen, Andrew, if I would have continued to play the bit of you can't come on tomorrow, he would have come on. But now that I'm like, oh, I don't care. He's like, no, I don't want to come on.
No, I'm really not coming on tomorrow. No, I have something. I
need you to come
it's
on
fantastic.
Tomorrow. There's nothing to talk about. Actually, tune into DWI because Max Holiday should be on. There you go.
Shout out
to Mike. Hey, you just buried it saying there's nothing to talk about.
I forgot
like, oh, wait,
about.
There's a guest. Oops.
That's why I have Max on, so we have something to talk about. Max and his thoughts, because we had him on right after CM Punk got fired from AEW. Okay?
Sure.
Who died right around that time? There was two people that passed.
Was it Wyndham?
Yeah, it was Bray. And we found that. So that day we did that podcast with him. And I found out 5 minutes before I came on Skype with DP and AJ. I'm the one that told them. 10 minutes later, we're doing a podcast with Max, and he just found out it too. So that was insane. That's one of those wrestling memories. Like, I remember watching Raw after Eddie died, after Benoit tragedy. With DP, like, I'll never forget that. You guys probably remember exactly who you watched it with and where you were. You know, there's moments.
I was at the show.
What?
I was at the show.
Where are you really?
I was at the show. Yeah, I was at
Which
the pay-per-view. When Chris Benoit was.
Oh, when Benoit didn't
Chris,
show up?
When Chris was stabby, kill, I was at the show he was supposed to be at. That was in Houston.
Oh, allegedly. Just so we pull the Pat McAfee thing. Nobody can sue us. Allegedly.
Sorry. You're right. My bad. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Allegedly.
Actually, sue us. Sue us. You can have this website that doesn't work. That's all we got.
Shit, they won't want that.
That's all we got. So don't sue
us. We just talked about how much money DP has with fucking reclining heating chairs. They're going to go after him.
DP
allegedly.
DP has nothing to do with this.
We're gonna cause that
let's,
boy to get
let's
out
go
of
back
it.
To
so
football
hard.
Let's get back to power rankings. NFL power rankings, that's where we're at, Blaz. Everybody
you
got a top
to this football podcast and now you're audited. Why I'm not even on that. Well,
hello,
they don't shut
to,
up.
Mess with Daniel, please.
Oh, it's like IRS. yeah it's like oh shit, it's like this. Hello, are you DP? Are you the DP? I am.
Are you the scientist, GBB? What? How do you know that name?
on the January 25th episode of the DWI podcast. Yeah, it was said exactly. That you have
it's like the movie ends at 400, right? And then the post credit synopsis of the rest of their lives was PC Tunney lived out a plain and basic life, enjoying an afternoon beer and a late night football game, while DP went to federal prison for the next 40 years of his life. Dun, dun.
Oh boy. Oh man, it's always a good one. I gotta go down.
Iced tea and Mariska Hargitay come out and jeez, Mariska's like, he was a bad man.
DP not built for jail, man.
How do you know? You're right.
Hey, me and Dirty Dom did hard time, bro. I'm telling you.
Okay, now it's time to move on to power rankings. Andrew, save us. I got a top 10, by the way. Ray, what do you got? Yeah. All right. Let's go. Top
10 then. So we're going to start at 10?
Yeah, why not? Or you want to go the other way? You want to start at the top?
Let's start at 10.
You sure?
Why not?
All right.
I will put the Jaguars there under the onus of Trevor Lawrence's ankle better get better soon, because I don't believe in CJ Beathard. But yeah, Jaguars, I still barely have hanging on to the 10 spot.
I got the Colts.
Okay.
The Fighting Gardner Minshew. Respectable. You have to give them credit.
They're bubbled with me. So yeah.
Yeah, but just, I mean, to lose Anthony Richardson, that's been put in their whole kind of stock in the kid. Mm-hmm. To get a new coach who ain't never coached anywhere before than like a couple offensive coordinator jobs, Shane Steichen, like, and to have crazy batshit insane Jim Irsay running the show, for them to still be doing what they're doing is impressive. So I want.
But at least Irsay is fun crazy, unlike Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but okay, that's fair. Yeah, but Jerry earned his money. Jim Irsay money come from daddy.
Sure, I'll give you that one.
I had the Jags at 8.
The Jags at 8 too.
I got the Colts in a group of teams that didn't make this list, among the Steelers, Browns, Broncos, Bengals, Bills, Falcons, Vikings, Rams, Seahawks. These are teams that did not make my top 10. And the Colts are, and those are the teams I was talking about to start the show. There's a couple more. There's two more here to start my top 10 that are in that realm, but there's so many teams right there. It's going to be such a fun finish. I have the Houston Texans at 10. They have one of the best up and coming quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And I can't tell you how highly I think of D'Amico Ryans and the job he's doing in Houston. So they're my number 10.
That's fine.
By the way, I got the Texans 9.
Okay. I have the Browns 9.
You know who I have 9?
Who?
Better not be bloodfucking Pittsburgh Steelers. I swear to God, I'm a scream.
The Green Bay Packers.
Stop. Because I'm not against that. But who has been telling you all year?
I didn't say they're 9 the Packers right now.
But do you know how you like to get your credit when Patrick's there?
See, here's the problem with my take on the Green Bay Packers this year is I don't want to lose my bet with Aesop. but I'll be over it once I lose it. Right? Like if Jordan Love's good, I'm happy with that. I said I would be happy to lose that bet. It's just what I thought at the time. And let me tell you something, 3 weeks ago, y'all thought I was fucking right as rain. So,
no.
Well, the majority of people. Let me tell you, you don't live in Wisconsin. You don't hear.
Oh yeah. So. It's die hard. I get that. But I've been on the show, and Andrew, you can attest. I have told you over and over. I picked the Packers to make the playoffs before the season started. I told you they are much better than they are playing. And Jordan Love looked like he's a keeper.
I'm not saying they're going to make the playoffs. I'm just saying right now they're at 9 because they have beaten two top 10 teams the last 2 weeks.
Comfortably.
That means they're in the top 10, right? And when I got done picking the teams fair. that to me that were easily in the top eight, just what order, you know, that's where I was at. So there you go.
Packers just missed with me, but I don't disagree with your logic.
So you're nine and you're eight.
Oh, I said Browns, but my eight is Texans.
Okay. You got the Browns at eight. You got the Browns at nine.
The Browns at nine, Texans at eight.
Okay. The Browns are tough for me because they are so Jekyll and Hyde. Like, at home, they have the best defense in the
league. There's a lot of teams that are like that, though.
But on the road, but not like this. They're 30th in defense on the fucking road. Like, so it's horrible. And they don't have a quarterback, so that's why I can't put them in the top 10. So they're never going to win anything on the road. They're going to have to go on the road.
I trust Flacco and his veteran savvy more than the fact that we've got, 12 backups starting for games,
which means
that there's going to be a handful of backups that make the playoffs this year. And if the Browns make the playoffs with a backup quarterback as Joe Flacco, I trust him more than a Mitchell Trubisky or a C.J. Beathard or Jake Browning or Desmond Ridder, even though he was a starter, not a starter, Aiden O'Connell, you know, all that crap. Like,
here's my
Jake
kind of
looked good, by the way.
Here's my kind of thing right now, though.
He looked good that last game, he did, but yeah.
Because I have Jacksonville in the top eight, and I think the top seven after that, we all have the same teams in possibly the same or different order. But I put Green Bay and Houston into the top 10 over all those other teams I mentioned that are right in that tier with them, because I believe that they can win road playoff games. That's it.
Quarterbacks and coaches.
Quarterbacks, coaches, they both have defensive playmakers. Packers, if they got Aaron Jones back, would probably be a more likely candidate because they could be better off running the ball than the Houston Texans are. But C.J. Stroud has proven to be much more dynamic, although Jordan Love's coming on. So they both have a lot of talented young receivers. You talk about Tank Dell. You talk about Nico Brown. Who else?
Well,
am I
Tank
missing
is
out
now.
There?
That, that's is the there. Only.
Woods is
not
there. There's
for
one
the
other guy too. I can't. I'm not thinking of
Mannion. Nico Mannion.
And then on the Packers side, Christian Watson is really coming on. Hopefully that wasn't a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed gets the chest healthy again. He's been dynamic. He can run the ball as well. Romeo Dobbs is a proven red zone target with 7 touchdowns this season.
And what's the kid from Iowa, the tight end?
Luke Musgrave is not. No, he's from Oregon.
Tyler something. What's it?
Oh, Tyler Kraft.
Yeah, I like that kid.
He's not as good as Musgrave, but we'll see. I think ever since the defense, they traded Rasul Douglas away, the defense went, okay, we need to get our shit together. So it's been a Jekyll and Hyde from the first 9 games of the season to the last 3. Let's just put it that way.
Mm. Yeah, the Broncos have been similar this year. And there's been a lot of teams that have been very similar where they've hit streaks and then they've hit.
And let's not forget the Jags coach still is Super Bowl champion Doug Peterson. So like, don't write them off quick all the way yet.
That's why I kept him at 10. But I think a lot of it's still also
it's just a rough week
sunshine,
for their defense there.
Sure.
Yeah. They're Jekyll and Hyde too though, because they have that same thing. They lost 2 or 3 games in a row, and then they went on like a 5-game winning streak, and then they lost some stupid games and looked like shit. So
they are so dependent on if Josh Allen has a good game rushing the football or not defensively.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have the same 7 teams in the top 7.
We ain't got in the same places though. I guarantee that.
All right, Andrew, where are we going here? What's number 7?
I got Dolphins at 7.
Oh, wow. God. Okay.
Fucking damn.
Ray?
Wow.
Who you got at 7?
Well,
I thought I was going to be the most shocking. I got the Chiefs at 7.
Oh, really? Well, that's not so far-fetched. I have Detroit at 7.
Okay.
I have the Chiefs at 6.
I have the Chiefs at 6.
I have Detroit at 6.
Okay.
Okay.
I have Miami at 5.
See, I have the Cowboys at 5.
Okay.
I got the Cowboys at 5.
I have the Cowboys at 4.
Which I put the Lions at 4.
I got Miami at 4.
So we all have those same 4 teams in the 4-7 slot, and now we will have the same 3 teams in the top 3.
My third slot
is
a bird. I'll tell you that one.
Thank you so much. The joy.
I worded it that way.
All
right, purpose, in case you had something else done.
I have Philly at 3.
So do I.
I ain't gonna front with y'all. I hate this so much. I did the opposite of Andrew. Andrew doesn't move teams on a bye after a bye. I put the Ravens down a notch and put them at 3.
I kept
See, that
right
was the
I
reason why
them.
I still have the Ravens at two, because the bye, so I could move them.
Do we all have the
I
Niners
could not
at one?
Yeah.
Yes.
I could not
they
in good
beat time. The shit out of the Eagles. You can't overlook that.
I want to go ahead, Ray. Finish your thought, and then I want to just tell you guys something.
Just real fast, in good conscience. That game was, while the Niners can play like that every week, a bit of an anomaly to me, because the Niners had waited all year for that game. This week will tell us if the Eagles are cooked or not, right? Because they got Dallas in prime time. But I could not punish them that much for losing that game that everybody and their mama apparently knew they were going to lose, and drop them two spots. It just didn't feel right.
I respect that. But again, most of the weeks, we've all agreed the Eagles haven't looked great this year. They found ways to win, but they've looked off. And, you know, when they lost earlier in the year, it wasn't a team we expected them to be, like, lose to, but we're like, all right, this kind of makes sense. Then they got the brakes beat off of them by the Niners. So it has to be a wake-up call. But the other issue, which I know is a big talking point, last couple days with what David Carr said about how he feels that the Eagles should rest Jalen Hurts. He's not wrong. If you want to look
but the
big
way
picture,
he said it, dog.
Sure, but if you want to look big picture, you have to rest him to not waste him on regular season games that don't completely matter. Like, if you're not sure if he's healthy enough to play this week, why are you going to run out your franchise quarterback to get further injured before the playoffs even start?
But Andrew, the argument to that is the number one seed is a major thing, and right now, there's actually some conversation for that bad boy now. You know, you have the Lions are 9-3, the Niners are 9-3, the Cowboys are 9-3. You might not even get a home playoff game the way Dallas is playing. So, like, I stick with Jalen. Thug it out. Get that number one seed if you can. And that way, that's when you can rest. Because the last thing you want is to go from being the number one seed all year to being the five seed going to Atlanta.
I mean, I've always been of the same mindset of, like, the Spurs during Popovich, Tim Duncan era. If you make the playoffs, that's all that matters, because you got to beat the best team to win the championship. So who matters if you're eighth or if you're first?
That's
like
the best of seven. This is a one-time game. And again,
it's the same kind of concept, though, in my head. If you're the better team, you're going to figure it out. No, you're right. Anything can happen one game, any given Sunday kind of concept. But
and you are a fan of the NFC South. Your team's in the NFC South. As much as that team cannot be trusted, you telling me one game to game plan? You telling me the Falcons can't win one game? Bijan goes 25 for 115 and 6 catches for 150. It's not possible. I wouldn't chance it.
Shouldn't be. I get what you're saying, because it does happen that people just go off and they have a huge game. I get that.
The Marshawn Lynch beefquake.
Yep. No, I get that. I get what you're getting at. But I don't understand why you would ride all the chips on your entire season for one game when, if he gets further injured, because the Cowboys have a good defense, you know, if Micah Parsons comes down funny on Jalen Hurts and Hurts is out, then now you've got the Carson Wentz, Nick Foles situation all over again. The difference is we kind of know who Marcus Mariota is. So you really going to run the next four games in the playoffs on Marcus Mariota?
Well, that's your problem. We know who Marcus Mariota is. I like Marcus Mariota. Can you win the next five games with Marcus Mariota?
You could. I think you
can
win three of the five.
Here's the bottom line.
And then you still have a chance.
Here's the bottom line. If Jalen Hurts can play and the medical staff will clear him and the coach and Jalen feel that he's okay to play, he's going to play football. That's the end of the conversation. You guys both
and
have
got
your
17
opinion.
Running backs. Run the ball.
You guys both have your opinion.
I mean, they should
run
the ball. You're right about that.
You guys both
but
have
that's
your
also the same argument that people used for Steve Young back in the 90s. He said he was fine.
He's not sitting against the Cowboys. Let's put it that way. You guys think he's going to sit against the Cowboys? That just doesn't make any logic. Let's talk about things that have happened, not that might happen. Because I want to come back to the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they lost three games in a row in the middle of the season. But let me tell you this, when Trent Williams is there, and Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and the major players for that team are healthy, nobody's beating this team.
Nobody has beaten them so far. They're 16-0. When their major players finish the game, they have not lost the game.
Kendrick Perkins, lose when our top five are playing?
No, just listen.
Yes,
the last
exactly.
Leading to saying this, the last 4 weeks, they've won at Jacksonville, they've won at Seattle, and they've won at Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. In addition to a home game against Tampa, which was the closest one. But in those four games, they've won by an average of more than three touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to be this guy.
Those are three road games against playoff teams.
We all made them the number one seed for a reason. I hate to be this guy, though. Now, I am not a Brock Purdy hater. I'm actually a Brock Purdy believer.
Brock Purdy has the most touchdowns against the Blitz this year, 14, and he has the most touchdowns against man-to-man coverage as well. So he's carving them
up. Had a great year, not MVP, but he's had a great year.
I didn't say MVP is his running back.
But he's
in the conversation just because his team is like number one in the league almost.
Sure.
So yeah.
But Brock got good numbers too. But here's my problem with Brock.
He does.
And I mean no diss. I mean no disrespect. Brock Purdy has not shown me when he has to make the play, he can make it. Right now, he is the most beneficial human being alive. With the super team of all super teams. That's why I said a couple weeks ago when we did our MVP rankings, the real MVP
is
either Jason Kelce or Trent Williams.
Right. He's not. Brock Purdy is not Lamar Jackson. He's not a do more with less guy. He's the opposite. He's the make a mistake and maximize the talent around him. And the biggest talent around
him. He's a Tom Brady type.
The biggest talent around him is Christian McCaffrey, by the way.
But here's the problem. No, here's the problem with that, though.
And all these other guys have been there, and now Christian McCaffrey's there, and they're more favored than they've ever been.
They went to two Super Bowls without Christian McCaffrey. Yes, we're talking a lot now.
They haven't won them.
Here's the difference between Brock, with what you're saying. I agree with everything you said about Brock. The problem entails when we get to the playoffs. Last year, he had no tape. When we get to the playoffs and you have teams being able to game plan against this kid, they're going to do everything they can to make him beat them. Now, it's worked right now because Debo's having a hell of a year. Brandon Ayuk remembered, I'm a good receiver.
Yes.
But eventually, I don't trust the kid right now to say, you got to go win me a game.
The funniest thing is, though, you are talking about that right off the heels of him going ahead and winning in the most harsh environment he can play in to lead to themselves to a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's neutral. Philadelphia at Philadelphia is the harshest environment that San Francisco can face. They won by 33. He threw fucking four touchdowns? Come on.
That was a special game, though.
You said you haven't seen it. There it is. You just saw it. And you're already denying it.
The touchdown was on.
Oh, come on.
A slant that Deebo takes to the house? He's not throwing complex route tree passes.
You probably are the one that's
complex.
Ray also kept Florida State. Ray also kept Florida State out of the college football playoff because he penalizes people for just doing what's in front of them.
No, I'm pissed off about that. Florida State deserves
it. No, it doesn't sound like it. You're penalizing Brock Purdy for just doing successful things with the talent he has around him. Just like the NCAA penalized Florida State.
Yes, trash. I that's trash. Alabama shouldn't be in the top four.
Actually, I think they should.
Also, Texas should be out.
I think if you really want to put the four best teams in, Texas is not in either. It's Georgia.
Okay, that's fair.
Wrong. I keep Texas in. You want to know who the worst team that would be out at Georgia's better than?
Not kick out, you dub, bro.
Michigan.
Don't do it.
It's Michigan. Michigan is the worst of those four teams in the college football playoff.
Wow. Winning your conference should matter.
We gotta stay on NFL. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's another conversation. I'm not trying to diss the dude. This is the year to show me that he can do it. But that's the fact that we don't know is still a question mark. I think that's how you can beat them. Put 9 in the box. Beat me, Brock. Beat me.
I feel like this is exactly the same argument people had for the first 12 years of Tom Brady's career, where they said he was a system quarterback. He doesn't beat anybody. He's never won anything because it was always the defense or the kicker's foot or something like that, and he barely moved the chains enough to get the team where they needed to be so someone else could win the game. But the point is, in those argument years, he still had 3 or 4 rings. And if Purdy can put it together with the people around him and the pieces around him, he doesn't need to throw a complex read option, possible post go, you know, comeback, you know, with intersecting and a rub route and, you know, any or a flare to the halfback in case everything's covered. No one needs to go through five different progressions. But if West Coast gets him there and West Coast has been working, why are you gonna hate on West Coast?
All I'm saying is he's the possible weak link. And he can prove that he, well, comparatively on that offense, great offensive line, best running back in football, top 5 tight end, great receivers, great play caller. He's the one unproven guy. He can prove it this year. He can prove it. This is his opportunity to prove it.
He is slowly proving that he works on the team, though. Being somebody that meshes with the team is more important than being the superstar. And yeah, Tony, you're muted or something.
He's done nothing but win, though. The only time he's lost in a significant game, he had to have shoulder surgery.
Mark Sanchez won. Flacco
you're
won.
You're not
People
arguing
win
the same
all the time.
Side of
That's,
the coin. You're going
it's
back
It's winning
and
everything. You have to show me that you can be the reason we win.
You're more Skip than Stephen A. right now. Let's just put
don't,
it
Don't.
Let's not even. Like I want to just save you from yourself. We should take a commercial. Skip, when we come back, Skip, we got a lot of... We got, we got a lot of games to cover. Oh, we're having a great time here.
If you're talking Skip, you have to talk about the Cowboys.
NFL. Right here, Chairshot Radio Network, and eventually again, thechairshot.com. We'll be right back!
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Cuidado. Mucho cuidado. Que estás tomando por un rumbo equivocado. Cuidado con tus mentiras, que yo las puedo adivinar cuando me miras. Cuidado, mucho cuidado, que estoy de vuelta cuando tú ni has comenzado. Cuidado, no estoy tan ciego para dejarte continuar con este juego. Cuidado cuando me tengas que dejar a un lado. Piensa que el mundo seguirá girando.
Got the whole clip that time. all 56 seconds that I recorded.
I'm over here doing
the better dance than talking about the Thursday game, so I'd rather just listen to Cuidado again.
Ray's trying out for Dancing with the Stars live here on ChairShot.fl. Hey,
let's go. Let's go. So
maybe
you
think
you're
part
can
of a Ravens cheer squad? That's what it is, because you know they're intergender now. So you can do that, right?
Right up.
Here we go. Thursday night. Ugh, oh goodness. Patriots.
Nobody cares.
At the Steelers. Over under 30. Steelers.
That's
minus.
A lock for my under.
Is
right
that
there? I'm you're locking
going,
the under.
Are you locking
it
up?
Like 8-7. It's trash.
Andrew, New England at Pittsburgh under.
You did the same thing. Nice.
30. Ray, you got the same? New England at Pitt under.
It's two
30.
Shit offenses can score 20 points combined. I will be amused and surprised.
If you want money, then this is the lock of the week.
Yeah. Under.
Oh, boy. The Chargers could only get 6 points. My God.
Bailey Zappi versus Mitch Trubisky. Jesus fucking Christ.
Just how they called it up for the Super Bowl.
Yep, exactly. You know, everybody used to shit on Rex Grossman when he was the Chicago Bears quarterback. He looks like fucking Troy Aikman compared to these guys.
So, you know,
if I'm Mac Jones, bro, cut me now, dog. What
listen,
are we doing?
You know that, wouldn't Pittsburgh...
Send me to the XFL.
Wouldn't, honestly... If Tomlin could take Mac Jones with him after the game, he'd do it in a fucking heartbeat, and he'd look way better than Kenny Pickett, I'll tell you that right now. But here's the thing. You know your team is bad offensively when your star defensive player makes the graphic, and then you know your team is just super fucking bad when you don't even have a player, but you have Bill Belichick on
the
graphic.
Coach.
It was... Next week,
DJ Watt,
Thursday Night Football on Amazon, and they have Belichick and fucking DJ Watt. Yes, and that was how they previewed the game last week before they went off the air.
The most interesting thing about the game is going to be Marshawn's pre-show.
Oh man, I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong though.
Marshawn on commentary for that whole fucking game. I would watch that if Marshawn was on commentary.
I'm down
straight up.
I'm down for the Skittles and Hennessy pre-show. I love it. It's my favorite.
We need to have the Manning cast for Thursday Night Football just to make this entertaining.
He was on the first season, I think. And he was awesome. Yeah.
Y'all ever seen Semi Pro with Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Of course.
You know how Woody Harrelson got traded for a washing machine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As Mac Jones.
Oh, jeez.
Your boy Tom is going to be like, We'll stock your fridge, your Gatorade fridge for the next 2 years.
We gotta move on now. We talk way too much about this game. 3 years,
and it's a deal.
Buccaneers at Falcons. We'll start there on the early afternoon games. Falcons favored by 1.5 at home. Over under 40. Big time significance to this game in the NFC South. The Saints are also right in the mix. Let's start with Andrew. How you feeling about your Buccaneers' chances? Do they have a bucking chance?
I mean, I think they do have a bucking chance, yeah. Because the Falcons still suck.
The Falcons.
Like, let's be honest.
They don't have a quarterback.
If you watch 10 seconds of that Jets game, you hated your life. Like, I think that Jets-Falcons game is only saved because the Steelers-Patriots game is going to happen. Because that was painful. That was lack of offense. It was garbage. If the Bucs can't figure out a way to beat that dumpster fire of a fucking team... Like, the Bucs don't deserve to be anywhere near the playoffs.
Oh, I also think I owe Ray and Rob $5 because Arizona beat the piss out of Pittsburgh. That's true, right? All right. Let me introduce
So which $5 you sending? Evans, Godwin, Baker?
No, I owe them five American doll hairs.
Let me introduce the next game.
I'm much like a Lannister. A Tony always pays his debts. Let me. That's a Game of Thrones reference. You're welcome. Ray, why don't you talk about
even
the Buccaneers?
That hasn't been relevant
Ray,
in like 3 or 4 years. What? So that's still dated right there. So.
No, it's not because the new preview for House of the Dragon just came out, which is a continuation of Game of Thrones, so it's still relevant. You should listen to Bandwagon Nerds on Chairshot Radio Network every Monday morning. You might be more knowledgeable.
Right? No, you're talking about Game of Thrones, and that's a pile of shit, so no thank you. Oh. I've read the books. We're good.
Yeah, the movie. I haven't read the books. I watched the show. The show is really good.
Yeah, and the show was awful. The show is just murder tits. It's gore porn, and I fucking hate that thing. It's the lowest common denominator.
So you don't like tits and murder?
No, he likes
Asians. Not every episode.
He likes Asians and anime and tits and shit.
You're really trying. You're reaching real hard on this one.
This is the first time I've been tempted to do something that I haven't done all season, and I pulled back, and I'm not going to do it.
I'll let
Ray talk about the Bucks and the Falcons while I pay my debts.
Bucks and the Falcons?
I'm paying you $5 to talk about this. Shut up.
I'll say this. One of these two teams is going to win your division.
I agree with that.
Yeah, because I have no faith in the Saints, even if Jay Boo's the quarterback. I just have no faith in them. I think the Falcons are the quote-unquote class of this division only because their defense is actually playing decent. And the best player in the division is in Atlanta, Bijan Robinson. But the most underrated player in the division is also in Atlanta. Tyler Allgeier gets so little credit for what he does. And part of it is because their quarterback's so bad. And also because Bijan Robinson is so good. Tyler Allgeier is a 1,000-yard runner. Rusher. He's going to be a 1,000-yard rusher again this year. Consistent. And so, if you just rush the ball 30, 45 times and make it ugly, I think you should be able to beat Tampa Bay.
Tampa's got a decent run defense, though. You know, Vita Vea is big boy up front. Their front four is not bad.
Oh, Samoa. Oh,
exactly. Samoa. So, running might not be their gimmick, which, you know, then that means Ridder have to do something. And if Ridder has to do something, then the Bucks should win this game because Ridder can't do shit.
Yeah. I told you this earlier. I swear to God, if I am the ghost of George Halas, I don't know who runs the McCaskies, right? Is that who runs the Bears? I don't know. If I'm them,
God, I don't remember.
I'm the ghost of George Halas. What the fuck am I talking about? I would trade the shit out of Justin Fields to Atlanta for 2 2s and 2 3s.
It's not bad.
Draft whoever you want first, Caleb, Bo Nix, whoever you want, and get Marvin Harrison after that. And that way, Atlanta got the right dude for that offense. Because Kyle Pitts, if Justin Fields had Kyle Pitts and Drake London, my God. And then you got DJ Moore, you got Marvin Harrison.
Who had what? If Justin Fields had who?
If Justin Fields had Kyle Pitts and Drake London. I think a guy like this can unlock Kyle Pitts.
One guy is injury prone, and the other guy is allergic to being good. Period. Done.
Well, he's allergic to having good quarterbacks.
Come on, Jonnu Smith can put up fucking numbers with that quarterback. They just don't throw to him because he doesn't know how to run a fucking route. I've seen the film on him. I fucking drafted him. He's been horrible.
Maybe right.
Kyle Pitts has been bad. You can get away with not knowing how to run routes in college because you can just be better than people. You cannot fucking do that in the pros. And I'm not saying that Atlanta fucking situation has helped his progress, but somebody needs to figure out on how to resurrect Kyle Pitts because that guy has Hall of Fame talent in him at the tight end position. It just has not been brought out at all. He has regressed since college. Yeah. It's a true story.
Agreed.
I'm not trying to bang on him. That's just the truth.
Doing nothing but thriving with terrible quarterbacks.
Exactly. So, whatever. Let's
shout out
on.
To Mike Evans getting his 10th 1,000-yard season, though. Big ups to Mike Evans.
Rams-Ravens?
Sure.
Ravens.
The joy in his head. Rams-Ravens? Come on, man. You know
7-point favorites? Going to cover 7?
Oh, yeah. Off of bye week? History shows Ravens win big after bye weeks.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that.
All right. I got nothing on that one. Detroit heading to Chicago. This is my first lock of the week. I got the Lions -3 at Chicago. I just don't see them losing this game. So in a victory, I would have guessed that they would probably win by a touchdown or so. I just don't believe in the
Everything's
Bears.
Everything's been so close with them. You really think the three is enough of a cushion?
And Justin Fields plays excellent against the Lions.
Okay.
That he may have their number.
Well, they beat him by five. The Lions... They beat him by five earlier in the year.
Yeah, but what was look at the stats though. Look, I'm talking about him particularly, not the score of the game. I'm saying Justin Fields as a quarterback particularly plays well against this team. This defense, rather, I should say.
He had 169 yards passing.
How many do you have rushing? How many touchdowns?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
There you go.
104, no touchdowns. He was only responsible for one touchdown.
Is Jim Schwartz still DC?
Is it what?
Jim Schwartz still the defense coordinator for the Lions?
I don't think so. No, it's Aaron Glenn.
Oh, shout out to H-Town. Yeah, Aaron Glenn, a former Texan.
You didn't watch Hard Knocks? You didn't watch Hard Knocks with the Detroit Lions?
No, you watch it for me. So, yeah, I lived like this for you. So much fucking TV. I watch enough football. I don't need to watch a show about football.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know. That was 2 years ago. No big deal. We can move
on. I would take the Lions, too, but I'm just saying the it's going to be a much closer game than I think most of us think.
Andrew?
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't bet on it because I don't trust the Lions to be able to cover three. Because they've lost the game they shouldn't have lost.
So you think
everything else has been 3 or 5
but here's the question.
Points of a win. So like it's
Do you think, Andrew, do you
ugly
think,
wins.
Do you think the Lions are going to win this game?
I think they should win the game.
No. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Probably the Lions.
No.
But I'm also thinking it might not be 3 points.
So you can't make up your mind.
No, I'm saying that I'm not betting on it. So, like, if it's 30-28, the Lions still win, but they don't cover.
No, but if
so
I asked you to just if I asked you to just run down the list of games this week and pick the winners,
sure, up. Lions.
Okay, Ray.
Yeah, Lions.
Okay, cool. That was kind of my point to start. Colts at Bengals. If they win, they should win by more than three. Colts at Bengals. What do we got to do? The $5 bet again?
Welcome to the era of Jake Browning.
Minshew versus Browning. This is totally the marquee matchup we expect at the beginning of the
game. Hey, don't hate Andrew. This might be the most fun game of the game of the day.
Ray, you should go ahead and
it might be, but that doesn't mean that it's sexy on paper. It's
Ray, you should go ahead into the Chairshot Fantasy Football League. That's just what it's named. And you should check out the most recent pickup. I'm just saying. The only worry for me is the weather, whether or not this game is going to be high scoring. 43.5 doesn't seem like much. Colts have no defense, but they can still move the ball with Gardner Minshew, right, Andrew?
Agreed. And Colts have played a lot of close games, so it should, like Ray said earlier, it should be entertaining. I don't trust either team to win, necessarily, and it's only what? I'm looking at +1, but I know your app updates it earlier than their article, so what's
no,
the spread?
+1. +1.
+1 for the Bengals?
Yeah, over under 43.5. 43.5 seems low for this game.
A little bit.
Yeah, because it's going to be a lot of yards, maybe not a lot of touchdowns. I would go over on that. But I think the Colts would be the favorite. But again, Jamar Chase, remember, he's Jamar motherfucking Chase.
Yeah, he did. That's true.
So give him that. But and no Jonathan Taylor. Even though Zach Moss had a hell of a year. Well, Jonathan Taylor may hurt the Colts because they're going to need ball control in this game because the Bengals can score. Jake Brown has been there long enough that he can sling the ball a little bit.
So you picking the Colts or the Bengals if you had to pick?
If just for the game, I'd probably pick the Colts. I think the Colts are the better team right now.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but that spread scares me. It's because it's such a weird spread. It's a weird spread.
Basically a push.
I think the Bengals win this one. I think they found something at quarterback that they can. Who knows? Maybe this guy. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think he's solid. Let's keep moving here. Jacksonville.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. PC Tunney says that reports that the Bengals will trade Joe Burrow.
After paying him a bajillion dollars, yeah, we're gonna go with fucking Jake Browning. Yes.
The stadium is not is no longer Paul Brown Stadium. It's Joe Burrow Stadium.
Not if he can't play. Jacksonville heading to Cleveland. A couple disappointing losses for both teams, I would say. Cleveland -3 over under 30.5. How do you guys feel about this game?
I think that's ultimate disrespect.
What's that?
That the Browns are -3.
Why?
Because and I understand Trevor Lawrence isn't playing and CJ Beathard. But top to bottom, I think the Jags are still a better team than the Browns.
Yeah, but the Browns sans are the number one.
Sans one player.
The number one defense in the league when they're at home. Number one.
Yeah, the Browns defense is scary. The Jaguars are wishy-washy.
Number one at home.
I'm like, I would pick the Browns just because without Sunshine, like, I don't trust the Jaguars, and I barely trust the Jaguars with Sunshine because they have, like, 3 or 4 games where they look like shit and a handful of games where they look pretty good. So
I'll
take Flacco over C.J. Beathard.
I'd like to remind you both that there are not 5 football players that I've ever watched in my life that I love more than Joe Flacco. I love this man like he my cousin. He comes to the house, he's sleeping in my bed. Like, I love that dude like that. I've also watched him long enough to know that when you trust Joe Flacco, you're going to get a 2-pick game. I'm just telling you, I would not be shocked when it's one of those Calvin Ridley remembers he's good and doesn't want to bet any more games. And one of those Travis at the end, oh, yeah, hey, he can run for 150.
I think,
would not be shocked.
I think Jacksonville wins this game. I'm just saying the spread is not disrespectful. It's basically a pick 'em for Vegas because the home team should be given 3 points. Because it's a home field advantage.
I think the spread should be 4, 4.5.
Well,
I think
that's
the Jags
not disrespectful.
I think the Jags have earned the right to be the unmitigated favorite in this game.
Well, it opened at 1.5, so it's
1.5. I mean, yeah, 1.5 is what I mean. Yeah, the other way around. Yeah, 1.5. Yeah.
That's where it opened. So the betting public has moved it the other way. Panthers at Saints. Saints. Saints should win this game, but they don't have a quarterback. They got the quarterback carousel going.
I mean, Jameis is starting, and, you know, after watching him for as many years as I did, I'm gonna make this a lock. And Jameis usually played pretty good against the Panthers for the Bucks, so I'm gonna say Jameis beats the Panthers, and that's my second lock of the week.
Ooh, I thought about that. Right?
Is it what, giving 5?
Can Bryce steal another one? This would be.
I thought you were gonna say C over his center, and I was gonna say no.
Well, we know that.
There's a little step ladder. There's a little step ladder that he runs back up when he takes the snap and he backpedals up the step ladder. It's like a mound. It's like he takes the snap from the front of the pitcher's mound, and then when he drops back, he goes up to the top of the pitcher's mound to see over his offensive line.
No, you see, him and the running back need to do poetry in motion like the Hardys used to do, and the guy has to get down on his knees. Bryce has to jump on the guy, stand on him, and then jump past. Yes, that's their new play.
Do y'all remember Power Rangers back in – well, y'all are a little – you may not have watched, but Power Rangers Turbo – Rocky got hurt, and they got the kid Justin, and when he became a Ranger, it grew him like 6 inches.
That's what happens when you use, you know, tape from another show where the kid person wasn't a child. So like, suddenly he's an adult.
By the way, fun fact, this is not sports related, but you know they ended Power Rangers, and they're rebooting it completely to make it more adult. So that's interesting. Yeah, they're going to start it all over again from scratch. Legitimately, yeah, and they're not using the Super Sentai stuff anymore. This is going to be all whoever it is, Saban still owns it, whoever it is, but all new footage, down the new Ranger gear, new none of it's going to be Japanese Super Sentai footage anymore. They ended it, really? And they're starting over. Yeah, so this would be that could be possibly fun. I think Bryce can sneak. I think I'm going to take the Panthers. I think Bryce can sneak a win in this game. Because the Saints are reeling right now.
I don't think Carolina's interested in winning a game the rest of the year.
They shouldn't be, but again,
Well, they don't have a first round pick, so they could be.
Yeah. One. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but they still get their the first season pick in every other
doesn't
round.
Matter at this point.
Yeah. They may try to win just so that.
Despite the Bears.
Yes, the Bears don't get the number one pick.
Let's move on to the last game that's in the early afternoon here. It's the Texans heading east to face the Jets. The Jets are in total disarray, my friends. They got to go back to Zach Wilson. Aaron Rodgers is calling out the locker room for letting shit leak. I mean, this team, I don't know. And that's why I got a double lock on this game. Give me Houston -3.5 on the road and give me over 33 because Houston might just win 35-0 this weekend. I think CJ Stroud goes off for PC Tunney in his fantasy football league. And he's done it against good teams already. I just think this defense is going to be disenchanted. They didn't want Zach Wilson as their quarterback to begin with. We heard about that when he came back, and now more shit drama has happened where Zach doesn't want to play, but now he's going to. It's just a total disarray there, and I'm going to try and take advantage of it. Give me the Houston Texans -3.5, and give me the over 33. Go ahead and parlay it. You can get 2.4-1 anywhere.
Drew?
No, that's safe. I have no arguments against that. That's an early Christmas present right there, is the Jets just being a giant pile of shit. So, yeah.
So, I think most people are putting someone like Devin Witherspoon maybe as the best defensive rookie. CJ Stroud, rightfully so, is getting all of the accolades for what he's doing. Do not forget about Will Anderson. Well, Anderson is a dog, if speaking like Pat McAfee and the boys do.
The dog.
I'm picking the Texans, not just because C.J. Stroud and the boys are going to Tank Dell, they're going to miss him. But not just because their offense can kill. But I think their defense is going to have a dominant game against this god-awful offense. So shout out to the Texans. And Will Anderson might get another 2 sacks.
Rock on. All right, let's head into the afternoon games. And we're going to start with Seattle. Heading a little bit south, staying on the coast, going to San Francisco. The Niners are -10.5 points, over under 46.5. The Seattle didn't show us anything that they could stop anybody last week. Ray's got the sea chickens.
You picked the sea chickens?
+10.5. Yeah, disrespectfully, he's going to say.
You picked the chickens of the sea right there?
I think the spread is ridiculous, even though San Francisco has deserved the right to get a spread like that. I think Seattle is not that bad, and this game is, make sure I'm right. And this, so it's in San Francisco, but also you have to remember it's a divisional game. And the Chickens play the Niners rough every time they play. And I'm telling you, either I'm going to be dead ass wrong and look like an idiot, which I will happily announce to the world, or my prediction of Brock Purdy showing the cracks like he did 4 or 5 games ago, it's going to come back. This game, I think, is going to be where we see either or. Because either Brock Purdy is going to be out here slanging that thing like Tom Brady, or you're going to see like 2 or 3 bad throws and a couple picks.
Here's the problem. 2 weeks ago, they played in Seattle, and the Niners won by 18.
They're a better team. They're a much better team.
My argument is that the Seattle Seahawks might be disenfranchised after having a 400-yard offensive situation, putting up 35 points,
like, technically
looking great, but not being able
22.
To do shit against the Cowboys and just getting blown out. Not blown out, but like, you know, they still lost convincingly because the Cowboys outscored them.
Don't you think Pete Carroll, who I think we'd all argue is a top 10 coach in the league, not top 5, but a top 10 coach in the league, who's known for his defense.
Are we ignoring his Patriots tenure and the Jets?
Yes, ignoring
the 90s?
Yes, I'm talking about.
Okay.
If we ignore
the 90s, I agree with you. Continue.
Just by double check, we don't talk about the Browns. I'm talking post-USC. Who's also known for his defense. I think if you can look at it and say, okay, they got embarrassed at home by the Niners. They got embarrassed in Dallas by the Cowboys. We're going to come back. We're not going to get embarrassed 3 nights in a fucking row.
Let me just put it to you this way. Over the last 5 weeks, the Seattle Seahawks are giving up over 30 points a game.
Okay. I don't doubt that they're going to give up points. I'm saying I think they're going to be game to match blow for blow. I still think the Niners win, and maybe even comfortably, but not by 10.5 points.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. We can move on. I'm
interested.
Bills.
The Seahawks don't usually keep up, so that's where my my apprehension is. But
And I have acknowledged that this is a boomer bust pick. Speaking of boomer bust picks, go ahead and say it real fast.
Bills at the Chiefs.
Blah, bow. Bills. Good outright. God,
really?
Oh, wow.
Bills plus 1.5. I do not.
Wow.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, but it's the good week for Patrick Mahomes.
It's also the good week.
If you look at his numbers, it's
the good week for Josh Allen.
But the Bills are the ones coming off.
Every other week, he's either over 100 passer rating or under 100. This is his over 100 week. It's fine. Patrick Mahomes can win.
It's okay. Tough. It's all good, baby.
It's all good, baby. It's all gravy, baby. Don't you worry.
It's tough.
Good Patrick Mahomes. We get good Patrick today.
No, it's tough because one of two things are happening here. The Bills are excellent off a bye week, and Ray's talked about that for other teams. But Kansas City's also excellent off a loss, so...
This is why I think they'll have a great game this week because all the conversation this week has been what's wrong with the Bills? What's wrong with the Bills?
I totally
He's gonna go out there and throw five of them things, bro. I'm telling you, he's gonna show
interceptions.
Interceptions.
Interceptions. Okay. Fumbles? You get a fumble the ball five times? No, I don't know. Just one.
Stop it.
He's going to be serving turnovers. It's going to be great.
Broncos.
Hold on. All right. You want a prop bet? You want a prop bet? Josh Allen to Stephon Diggs, 3 tutties.
No way.
Ooh, no, that's not going to happen.
No way.
Okay. If it happens.
I'll give you credit next week if it happens.
I'll give you 2-1 if you want to bet it.
You do what?
I'll give you 2-1 if you want to bet me on it.
Okay, so you have to explain this to me like I'm Fabio. So I don't know what that means.
That means... If you wanted to bet me that he gets 3 touchdowns or more,
yeah,
and you put up 10, if he doesn't get 3 touchdowns, I get 10. If he gets 3 touchdowns, you get 20.
Bet good. Let's go.
Witness. Yeah, we're good. You already got paid from the last one. Now I'm gonna be up next week because there ain't no way Stephon Diggs catching 3 touchdowns.
We're gonna keep doing this back and forth. Okay.
Just keep passing money back and forth.
Pretty much. Words?
No, I'll be done. I'll be done, and I'll frame the $5 that I'm up from Ray after next week. I'll only send it to him.
He's gonna go out on top. That's how it is.
I will only send it to him in the frame, express, securely padded, with return packaging for him to sign and say,
Federal
I'm
Express
sorry
DHL.
I was wrong.
Which one do you pick?
In the States, you want to use UPS. Broncos
wow.
at...
UPS?
What? Yeah, they're better than
FedEx.
And
not
FedEx,
around here.
FedEx is better than DHL.
FedEx is better than DHL, but UPS is worse than both in Jersey. So.
Well, UPS is worse than all of them, but they're bigger, so...
But that's how it's going quality.
But I would say I would be more qualified to talk about that than both of you.
I've worked in printing and shipping for 10 years before everything. So I work with post office. I worked with shipping companies. I worked with companies that you had to ship it to an airport so you could get it across to other things. So like I've done that kind of stuff too.
My best friend was driving for 10 years.
And I've worked.
My other best friend, his dad is like a high level manager for UPS. So I know UPS pretty well.
And I've worked in that industry for 25 years, and I've also worked for UPS and FedEx for a total of 11 years.
You don't do it now. You don't do it now.
You don't do it right now. You don't do it in New Jersey.
You do Texas. So, okay, are you Adam Cole, baby? Is that what we're doing? We're doing the baby?
That's Rob Van Dam, motherfucker. Greg DeMarco can keep that.
Two of them, sir.
I was on the other. It was like this. You can't see the other one.
I don't know where your other hand was. You just need both hands.
It's over here.
Get back.
That's enough.
Put it back, Tony.
We're done. Broncos. I couldn't wait to move on to talk about the Broncos and Chargers.
Yay.
That's exactly what it was, yeah.
The Chargers are favored.
I'm
going to
go with the Broncos because the Chargers can only put up 6 fucking points on the Patriots.
That could be a good bet, the Broncos this weekend.
I'm telling you, I would probably take the Chargers.
Okay, well.
You probably take the Chargers?
We'll see what happens, Stewie. We'll see what happens, Stewie.
Let's not pretend that Belichick's defense doesn't play stout. They're not good, but they play hard.
Hey, Ray.
And let's not pretend
Ray,
the Chargers are not talented.
Ray, do you want some whipped cream on your ice cream?
Whipped? Yes, Stewie.
Clipped?
No, I'll take the Chargers, bro. At home, too? Yeah.
I mean, Herbert better make that money. I'm still riding my pick from week zero of the Broncos making the playoffs. So I looked stupid in the beginning. Now they're going on that run. I'm like, okay, now we got life again.
That's you and the Broncos, like me and the pack.
Exactly. Right there. Exactly.
All right, guys. Sunday night, Eagles, Cowboys. Cowboys coming off a nice stretch here. Probably one of the greatest home stretches of all time. They've won 14 games in a row, averaging 36-plus points in that stretch, which is the most all-time in a stretch like that in home games in the NFL history. And they're taking on the Eagles, who are coming off a really rough loss, and could they have been exposed? How do you guys feel about this? This gigantic implications. I don't want to go into the start and sit Jalen Hurts thing again. We did that already. We're coming towards the end of the show. So I would stay the fuck away from this game, and I would stay the fuck away from the over-under, because I could see both teams winning. I could see a tough, tight, divisional game. And I could see a shootout. I don't know what to pick here personally. That's all I can say is this game's going to be on the cock.
Pause. No pause. No lie. We going dirty.
No
lies. Let's go.
No lies told.
Let's go. We going raw dog, baby. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Vacation Ray is great. Hey, Andrew.
Hey. I know. I like Vacation Ray.
See, the thing is, if you forget, I have sleep apnea. No oxygen is ever in my brain. I got oxygen today, so I'm doing very well. Divisional games are a thing for me that supersedes all conventional wisdom, right? So a lot of trends don't matter in divisional games. A lot of momentum and stuff doesn't really matter so much when it comes to divisional games. It's kind of why I picked the Chickens to get to beat the points, get to whatever he calls it, whatever.
Take the points and win with that, yes.
I have been a proponent of the Eagles all year because they have the best offensive line, they have the best defensive line. I think, sure. In totality. There were better pass rushers. Sorry, hold on one second. You can still hear me, right?
Yep.
There are better pass rushers out there, but I think defensive line in totality, I don't think it's close. I think the Eagles got both, right? But it's something to be said when the team has circled a date on their calendar and says, this game matters to us. Same reason why the Niners came and they came to Philadelphia and punched them in the mouth, because they have been waiting since the championship game last year. I think the same thing with the boys. Dak Prescott has remembered, I actually know how to play football, and I know how not to turn over the ball. Now, the mean will get back to him being a bit more erratic, but he's always been a good quarterback. But I do think this is the one time the boys are going to actually live up to the hype. I think the Cowboys win the game. And I take the Cowboys with their points. I think the Cowboys win by 5 or 5. Doesn't matter.
See, yeah. I don't disagree with anything you said, really, especially because they only lost the last game by a foot out of bounds and a few inches, honestly, if you really want to think about it.
Great point. So, and the reps did everything they could to not let them get it.
Correct. So the only thing we can all kind of lean back on is it's still the Cowboys. Like, how much do we trust the brand? It's like the Chargers. Like, Chargers going to charger. Cowboys are going to be kind of fugazi and finish second because they're just going to choke when it matters kind of situation. I hope they circled the date, because I feel like this matters more to the Cowboys validating
their run and their legitimacy this year. I don't give a fuck about first seed. That's not even what it's in my mind right now. Like, they need to beat the Eagles to validate the fact that they are not just a flash in the pan, decent first round out, had maybe one win, lose the second round kind of out playoff team. Like, they need to develop some kind of consistency, and they need to stop being a giant fucking meme. So I really hope they circled the date, because I agree. I think the Cowboys are going to win this game. There's always that world where they could just get their asses kicked and look like the Cowboys. And then everybody just goes, eh, you stood them boys, eh?
And I remind you, we had this conversation earlier with the Mariota Hurts thing. The Cowboys can still win the division. The winner of this division is probably going to be the number one seed in the NFC. If the Cowboys can win this game and use this as a springboard and get the one seed and get a bye and a home playoff game and not have to go to Atlanta or Tampa, that's massive for that franchise. So I'm just saying it matters more to them right now.
I'm going to frame this only so you can Google if you need to. Who do you think the Niners are going to lose to then? To give Cowboys the number one or the Eagles let's assume the Eagles lose one more game and yada, yada, yada. So who do you think the Niners will lose to make sure that the Eagles or the Cowboys get the number one seed? Because the Niners have the tie breaks over both of them.
Christmas night at Baltimore.
Is that Homer hoping, or do you actually think it is?
I think Baltimore is the best team in football. I just can't give them the credit because I have to look at the totality and records and whatnot. But Baltimore, again, Baltimore should be 12-0, and that's not the Homer speaking. They've given away three games.
I was just clarifying for people listening.
You can say it. I'll let you say the should, as long as you realize if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
It's a good quote.
Christmas is in 2 weeks. We are going to have a Merry Christmas.
I'm just saying.
Everybody doesn't always have a Merry Christmas, though.
Okay, but Christmas is still merry.
You can't please people that don't celebrate Christmas.
You can't please all the people all the time.
You have a happy Hanukkah. You have a banging Kwanzaa. Whatever the fuck we do.
What about people from the UK who wish people a happy Christmas and not a Merry Christmas? Then you can't even have a Merry Christmas. You can only have a happy Christmas because that's how they say it.
That's a great question. Webster's Thesaurus defines merry as a derivative of happy.
Monday Night Football, two games. One's on ABC and ESPN Plus. The other one's on ESPN and ESPN2. It sounds like we're gonna have a regular game on ESPN, a Manning cast on ESPN2, and that's for Titans and Dolphins. And then a primetime game on ABC. The Packers and the Giants. So you got the New York market and probably the most faithful market of the NFL, considering no other market. Well, go ahead.
Do your Al Michaels thing. You setting up fantastic. Go ahead.
Owns their own team.
Can we just make this game the Packers versus the Dolphins and give the Titans and the Giants a loss?
No, because the Packers need a win, so we don't necessarily need to go down to Miami and play the Dolphins.
Oh, so Andrew, for me, can you talk to me like you're Tommy DeVito?
I would have to know what Tommy DeVito sounds like. He's know the memes, and I know that everybody goes with the whole "Hey Gabagoo, I'm a giant fucking guinea from New York." Hey,
that's what he was looking for.
Is it? I actually have not listened to a damn thing he said because I've heard the memes, and I'm just like, I don't want to know what this dude sounds like. Yeah.
Let's put it like this. And again, stereotypes are bad, but stereotypes also have truth to them. My boy still live with his moms.
Yeah.
That's pretty Italian.
That's a good Italian boy right there.
Brock Purdy has a roommate.
Yeah, but
Brock Purdy lives in California, and he was the last pick. So, yes, he has a roommate.
Brock Purdy can't afford his own place.
Okay, to be honest, New York isn't much cheaper than Cali, so it's probably the same thing.
You stay in Jersey.
Oh, they play in Jersey. Well, North Jersey still is expensive. Hoboken, Jersey City, Bayonne. Bayonne wishes it was like Hoboken and stuff like that.
And that's funny because the the word that describes that names that city starts with hobo.
Yes, but it's the exact opposite of it.
Sometimes you're trying too hard, bro.
I'm just observing.
It's better when you don't try so hard, and when it just comes off naturally, then it's just clever.
My boy reaching like Dez was to score a touchdown.
Here's the thing, to me, they're all the same. To me, it's all the same. I'm not doing anything different in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, the Dolphins are my third lock, though, because they're going to win that game like 75-16 because the Titans are ass. I like Will Levis, too. Don't get me wrong, but that team is just bad.
I thought about that, but then I was like, maybe not.
My only fear is
they can play.
The Titans can control the clock for 40 minutes. And I know the Dolphins only need a minute to score, but
it's going to be like the Chiefs from like their first Super Bowl run. All they need is like 90 seconds. They'll score a touchdown. You can control it for 12 minutes. Who cares? If you end up with a field goal and I use it for 80 seconds and get a touchdown, who's winning?
That's what she said.
Hey, it's as long as I get mine, who gives?
No.
Sex is a race to orgasm, and I won every time.
Oh my god. I don't like the 13 points, so I would never bet it. But I feel you're probably right.
I felt like that joke was the same as the last one to me. I was doing the same thing. You just didn't like the other one.
Every good comic will tell you all their jokes are funny. You just laugh at the ones you like.
And it's also timing too. So like, I think that one just worked better. I feel like you were trying to set up the other one too hard. Like, it's going to be a joke, and we're like, no, we hate it already.
Nope. But I like those better.
State, huh?
I like those better.
You turned him into Cosby a little bit.
No,
you use the same word for the city.
I retired that one. I had to.
I mean, for good reason. You know, I don't have a moral compass. I still do it because it's funny.
If it's done in detriment to him, I'm with it.
Yeah. My favorite bit, though, is like, and it's a black comic, and he comes out and he's talking about Michael Jackson and listening to the music. And then he goes, you know, that documentary that came out about Michael Jackson. He's like, if you watch that documentary and you still listen to Michael Jackson's music, shame on you. But I ain't never watched that documentary, so I, you know, I still think Billie Jean is not my lover. Yes. You know, I was like, that's one of the funniest Michael Jackson jokes of all time, especially since it was told by a black comedian.
Pretty good.
So, anyway,
yeah, that is good.
There you go. I think that's it this week, really. Oh, Packers Giants. What do you guys got? I mean the Packers.
Gabagool, that's what I got. You know what you're talking about.
As a Packers,
the Giants gonna get the asses kicked. Maybe we'll throw for negative 10 yards again. You never know.
I'm playing football over here. You're trying to come over here and sack me. Let me throw the football, hey.
He messes up my hair again. Every time he hits me in the hair. I don't get it.
Ray's more Italian than it's New York's more Italian.
Oh no, yeah, mine's horrible. Yes. Black people should not try to do it.
Mine's not good
Italian.
Either. I get the high pitch.
Unless you do a Scarface, which is not Italian, but we think it is.
I go, it's a spicy meatball.
How hilarious is it that so many people think Scarface is Italian based because it's a gangster movie?
No, isn't he like...
I think it's because it's Pacino, right?
He's Cuban.
Oh, okay. I think it's somewhere in the Caribbean.
Pacino is why they think he's Italian. That's the problem with doing Godfather movies before Scarface.
Good point.
All right, let's review
these. It's like everybody thought Razor was really Cuban or Latino, at least. Oh my God, Scott Hall's white?
It's 2023. People still to this day are like, that dude wasn't Cuban? No!
See, exactly.
Well, watch his AWA shit. You know he's white. Let's review the locks of the week here.
Big mustache.
Andrew and Ray
both have
New England and Pittsburgh under 30. Andrew has New Orleans -5 versus Carolina and Miami -13 versus Tennessee. I got Detroit -3 on the road at Chicago, Houston -3 at the New York Jets. Give me the over in that game, 33. And Ray, in addition to that, under for New England and Pittsburgh, he's got Seattle plus 10.5 at San Francisco and Buffalo plus 1.5 at Kansas City.
That's for the chickens.
Sack. There you go. All right.
Ray, is chicken of the sea tuna or is it fish? Is it chicken or is it fish? Which is it?
Whichever one Jessica Simpson said.
Okay.
There we go. Good. I'm glad you knew the reference.
It's time to get out of here. And for this week, I can tell you we all agree San Francisco is the odds-on favorite to win the Stupid Bowl. You can follow me at PC Tony. Make sure you follow this show at Chairshot NFL. Don't forget, if you're missing the Chairshot.com, find us on all your favorite streaming platforms, Chairshot Radio Network. And don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Ray?
I bet you won't tell them to go to TheChairShot.com website.
I didn't say that. I said no. I didn't do that.
I wonder why you won't. I don't have a funny anecdote to say, so just whatever Tony says.
Yeah, I like that. Tony brings the funny, so and then he makes the money. So hey, hey.
I told you I'm not bigging up Elon's website no more. So I'm on there. I ain't getting off unless he make me pay, but I'm not going to advertise it.
Wow.
You reminded me of Boogie Nights. Because you said, I'm not getting off unless he pay. And that's Mark Wahlberg there in the car. And it's like, how much? He's like, $20.
I think that should be the name of the show. I'm not getting off unless he pays.
Oh, boy.
Andrew, so where can everybody find you besides rewatching Boogie Nights?
I mean, I might need to do that now. So, the Twitter. IWC War Chief, and
yes,
I guess now might be a good time to start pushing DeMarco and maybe setting up some kind of YouTube imprint, because if WordPress continues to like take a giant shit, YouTube could be a decent, you know, avenue for information and engagement.
It's kind of funny.
We should have been done it the whole time, yeah.
But you know what?
Agreed.
Do you want to know what's kind of funny?
Qua? A
couple months ago, somebody went ahead on YouTube and, you know, created an account and named it Chair Shot something or other. So, you know, we might be.
Who is this dastardly fiend that would do such a thing?
Dastardly fiend.
Why am I dastardly?
Oh, you should have just said.
It's me. Follow the show at Chair Shot NFL. We'll be back next week where there are no more buys and we head down the stretch to the Stupid Bowl.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.